an indigenous group that works to address sexual violence, exploitation and human trafficking in Sault Ste. Marie and surrounding area, has cut all ties with its firekeeper after he was charged with a number of offenses related to sexual assault and voyeurism. Kyle Grabarger, a firekeeper known for his work with Kiigaduwaak Nukimasuk, also known as the Grandmother's Council, was charged by Ontario Provincial Police July 3, according to court documents filed at Gore Bay Courthouse on Manitoulin Island. The 42-year-old Sault Ste. Marie resident has been charged with the following offenses: sexual assault causing bodily harm, sexual assault causing bodily harm, choke, suffocate or strangle, voyeurism. None of the allegations have been tested in court and Grabarger is considered innocent unless proven guilty. Grandmother's Council member Marley Day tells Sue Today the decision to part ways with the group's firekeeper was informed by discussions between the grandmothers and the board which oversees the group. "We did have to let him go, because we stand for supporting women," said Day. "Until all of this is cleared up, we told him that we had to dismiss him." Kiigaduwaak Nukimasuk is a group led by three Anishinaabe women, Day, along with Isabel Maywasik and Allison Ricolette, that works to address sexual violence, exploitation and human trafficking in Indigenous communities in Ontario through the restoration of traditional roles and responsibilities. Grabarger primarily worked with the group to erect teepees and establish sacred fires for gatherings and traditional ceremonies both on and off reserve since joining up with the grandmothers late last year. Day says she worked alongside the firekeeper on a few occasions in order to provide food and clothing to vulnerable individuals in downtown Sault Ste. Marie. "If you knew Kyle, he goes way above and beyond for the grandmothers," she said. "He was just so good to us. He was very sensitive about feeding the people on the streets." The group's mandate is to offer healing through traditional ceremonies, counseling, education and training in order to help raise an understanding of the nature of sexual violence and exploitation committed against Indigenous peoples, according to the Kiigaduwaak Nukimasuk website. Day says that the decision to oust the group's firekeeper was necessary, given the scope of the work being done by the Anishinaabe grandmothers. "This was a must," Day said. Grabarger's next court appearance is scheduled for August 27 in Gore Bay. Sue Today.